You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, the Altar Guild and the sextons are so nice to provide water for the preacher every Sunday. But Adam, I think you earned it this Sunday as the reader. I timed it. That was a little over, just under 15 minutes for that reading. And typically for a 1 minute gospel reading, we would have a 10 minute sermon. So I think if the ratio is there, we've got about 150 minutes. So you call the starter now, your tea time will have to be delayed. I'm only teasing. Some of you didn't find that funny. When I mentioned tea time was too close to home, wasn't it? Holy Week has begun. Today is Palm Sunday. As you heard and saw as we enter the church with palms and recite the reading where Jesus enters into Jerusalem. And then we end with him being crucified, the most schizophrenic Sunday of the year. We go from one extreme to the other, from the highest of highs to seemingly the lowest of lows. And I'll admit on the front end, it's tacky to refer to one's own work, but I hope you received a copy of The Adventurer this week. If you did, please, and if you didn't, grab one, but read the article, not so much for what I wrote, but to find the playlist. I've got a playlist of 10 Johnny Cash songs that correspond to Holy Week, from Palm Sunday to Maundy Thursday to Good Friday and Easter Sunday. And I want to use three of these 10 songs this morning to frame my sermon. They're based on Cash's work, which is, gosh, it's broad, isn't it? And Cash was a believer, and I think in many ways his life was cruciform. It was cross-shaped. But I'll give you three songs this morning that correspond to Holy Week, and maybe that can help us wrap our head around a little bit of what's going on this morning. Well, Palm Sunday, the song that I chose. And if you don't have this, you can find some in Klingman Commons, or you can email Spencer, and he'll send you a copy. And I've got the Spotify playlist if you want it, so text me, and I can send you the playlist. Seriously, it is good stuff. Palm Sunday, though, It Ain't Me, Babe, which, of course, is a Bob Dylan cover, but Cash gives the seminal version with June Carter at the time. And the refrain, It Ain't Me, Babe, It Ain't Me That You're Looking For. Well, on Palm Sunday, the people come looking for a king. They come looking for a Messiah. They come looking for a political savior. And we can hear Jesus saying, It ain't me, babe. It ain't me that you're looking for. If you're looking for that, you're not going to get it. He rides in, as Zechariah tells us, on a colt, on a donkey, bringing his justice and his salvation. With righteousness and salvation, he comes. So if you're looking for that political savior, it ain't me, babe. So who is he? The week goes on, and we heard all the events that would transpire. And I want to fast forward. I'm going to skip over a few of the songs. But for Easter Sunday, there's Sunday Morning Coming Down. Do you remember that one? Chris Christopherson wrote that, but again, Cash has the seminal version. And if you remember the song, the protagonist of the song is woke up, he's hungover, he's been drinking all night, all morning. The opening line, well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Well, he's reciting his life. It's a life of failure and hurt and brokenness and broken relationships. And he sees people going to church, and he's walking on the sidewalk seeing children play. And of course, he's got a pounding headache, and he's lonely, and he's depressed. This song, to me, corresponds to Easter Sunday before they see the risen Christ. I think about the disciples and what they had gone through. We see it in our text this morning that Adam just read. We saw that Judas, filled with regret, he goes back and wants to undo what he's done. And of course, they won't receive the coins back, so he throws it in the temple, saying, I've sinned against innocent blood. He's trying his best to make up for what he knows he has done. And then Peter, just a few verses later, the one who promised, Lord, I won't deny you. He denies him three times, and he hears the cock crow, and the light bulb goes off that indeed Jesus was right. And he weeps, and he hides. And the other 10 do exactly that. They hide. They abandon Jesus. Maybe they didn't hand him over like Judas, but each one of them is culpable. So I can hear them singing Sunday Morning Coming Down. Perhaps they drank all night Friday and Saturday and hid away in fear of the same punishment that would come their way. I think most of us find ourselves here most days, whether Sunday or any other day. We wake up, and if we're being honest with ourselves, we're always coming down the next morning, maybe not from alcohol or substance abuse, but from failures, from regrets, from disappointments. We often live between Good Friday and Easter Sunday, not yet believing the good news because we haven't seen him yet. We wait. Of course, Jesus comes with nail-scarred hands and he utters those words, "Peace. Peace I give to you. My own peace I bring to you." The cat's out of the bag. You know what the reading is next Sunday. Jesus, indeed, would not be held in the grave. Cash has good songs for that. I'm not going to go there this morning. Please do go listen. But going back a little bit, between Judas and Peter and the disciples and you and me, who often fear that we've failed our Lord, who often feel that we haven't given enough, that we haven't done enough, that we haven't made up for our sins, and we worry what he thinks about us, well, we hear his word on Maundy Thursday, and Cash's song is Flesh and Blood. Do you remember that one? Flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, and you're the one I need. Jesus, in the face of betrayers, in the face of those who will run and hide, he knows what they're going to do. He says, "This is my body given for you. This is my blood which is shed for you, which is the New Testament for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as you shall drink it in remembrance of me." He doesn't say that to the righteous. He says that to the ones that will abandon him and rebel against him and hide in fear. You and I hear those same words this morning, the words of promise of peace and forgiveness, irrespective, in fact, in the face of what we've done and left undone. Jesus utters those words to sinners. He comes not looking for the righteous. He won't find them, but he brings his righteousness and showers it upon us. And that's what Holy Week is all about, that irrespective of our performance, in fact, in the direct opposition of it, as we say in our Eucharistic prayer, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses. This is Christ our Lord, one who forgives, who looks into the face of those who betray him and deny him and fail him. Even as we try to make up for it, he says, "Take, eat, take, drink. You are forgiven." And if you don't trust those words from me, you'll hear it from Tom in just a few moments as we confess our sins. And those words are not mere rote performance ritual. It's the very word of God to you this morning, that you are claimed and loved and forgiven, and there's nothing you can do about that. As we hear that wash over us time and time again, maybe we start believing it. You are forgiven, and you are free in Christ, and that's what Holy Week is all about. Amen.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you'll join us for one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.